Workers continue their efforts to get the West Point Wastewater Treatment Plant back up and running. The plant was crippled by a flood last month, and it continues to spew solid waste into the Puget Sound every day. KUOW's Kate Walters reports that restoring the plant's full treatment capacity relies on its tiniest workers.
Bugs. Microorganisms that kill harmful bacteria and help in the treatment process. These are the workers the plant needs in order to resume normal functioning.
The microorganisms that we use in the secondary process are very important to breaking down the solid organic material that's in wastewater, and they are a huge part of our ability to meet our environmental permits.
That's Annie Kolb-Nelson. She's a spokeswoman for King County Wastewater Treatment. But here's the problem the plant is running into. When the plant flooded last month, the boilers that provide heat were knocked out. So
we weren't able to heat our digesters where the large quantity of our bugs live and break down the solid material. So they've been dormant. They've been essentially in hibernation.
Kolb-Nelson says crews have been working hard to get the heat restored, to wake the bugs up. But until that's done, there's nowhere for solid waste to go. So it's being disinfected and released into the sound. Kolb-Nelson says this isn't causing a public health hazard, but it does violate their permits. They've got teams working with the bugs, and they hope to find out this week if they're waking up properly and in a healthy state. Kolb-Nelson says they should have the plant functioning normally again by the end of April. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.